In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Quote, "Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." Unquote. That was written around 750 B.C., and is from Amos, as you just heard from the second reading. Conveys an ideal that is a constant hope for the good of all. Repeating it, "Let justice roll down like waters, righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." Amos is not a prophet by profession, a herdsman and a dresser of trees, native of Judah. But God spoke out to him, and Amos was willing to speak out against the injustices of his day. He could see where Israel was headed, where the wealthy trampled over the poor and defenseless, where public leaders lived well and didn't seem to care. Their fancy religious ceremonies were meaningless. They were trying to appease God rather than please God. As newly rich people, they had forgotten how God took them out of Egypt and eventually brought them to the Promised Land. Amos reminded them, being God's chosen people, they were called to greater responsibility, but not special privilege. Amos' purpose was to call them back to God, to urge their repentance and restoration as people of God, so that on the day of Yahweh, when Israel would hopefully be crowned in glory and might, not a day of God's wrath and darkness and gloom, such as Amos predicted, would happen unless they changed their ways. God was not interested in their empty rituals and offerings, but wanted them to offer themselves with a real sense of urgency. He called them to change as tomorrow just might be too late. As we're near the end of our Pentecost season, our readings are changing. For weeks, we have focused on discipleship, learning from Jesus' teaching to his disciples how we should live. But now we're shifting to the end time when we will all be called to account. This is not something we like to think about. Things we would like to put off until tomorrow, or maybe indefinitely. Things like giving up smoking, going on a diet, delaying going to our doctor. We are very busy. We'll write that letter to our good friend next week, calling our sick friend tomorrow when we have more time. To thank God for the way God graces our lives day by day. Like Amos' Israelites, we may get away living this way for a while. But as our readings teach us, and as we know from our own lives, we do not always have that next time available. Tomorrow may indeed be too late. Today's gospel brings us a similar message. We find 10 bridesmaids, all dressed and ready with their lamps to accompany the bridal procession. Now in those days, the groom goes to the bride's house first. After a while, the entire procession accompanied the couple to the groom's house for the ceremony. As is often the case, there was a delay, so the bridesmaids fell asleep. When the call came for the procession to begin, 5 of them found their lamps very low on oil. They tried to borrow some from the 5 who had some extra oil, but were turned down, and were told to go buy some more. So the procession went to the groom's house with only 5 of the 10 bridesmaids, and went inside for the celebration. The doors were then closed. When the 5 returned, they were turned away with the words, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you." These words were harsh, but we know from our own lives that no opportunity lasts forever. The message of this parable is that whenever Christ calls, we must be ready. Just as happened to the bridesmaids, there will be no time to run to the nearest gas station or the supermarket, or even here to church, to find the oil that has been lacking in our spiritual lives. We can't borrow from our neighbor. It all must come from within ourselves. Every one of us must begin every day with the resolve to live as a child of God. It's not easy. Those who do, as we are reminded in the Beatitudes, often suffer for it. But it's worth it. It's through our daily kindnesses, our willingness to share our oil, loving God and our neighbor. Now, with Christmas coming soon, do we find ourselves totally immersed on the consumer side of this holiday? Or are we taking time to pray, to find some quiet time to thank God for our blessings? Then are we afraid to talk about the true meaning of Advent and the coming of our Savior among our family and friends because they believe Christmas is really about buying, selling, and giving? We need to live each moment prepared as if the next step would lead us through the door to be with Jesus forever. Paul puts it this way in this message to the Thessalonians in chapter 5, which follows our second reading from chapter 4, 12. You yourselves know well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. You are all children of light and children of the day, so then let us not fall asleep, as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober, for God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.